আচ্ছা, সিস্টার যেটা
Bob. Yeah. Oh, mamas no gear, mamas. Mwe di kas gocha. Mamas shaykh to today. Yom shal tfile venisim. A day of prayer and miracles. Pei ches vav. Yidin a tfile. See, one of the aspects of Kriya, you see, there's a lot of aspects. It's the longest one we've done so far. Shibobe behirus ha'korosh ha'korosh boch ha'oymed al yodai lishmo tfilosov. That comes from the clarity, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing right next to you and is listening to your tefillahs. Nevi inyan haniskov v'hachil v'amutl kol echod. This very transcendent obligation that's incumbent upon everybody. Litpalel al hulula tanimtza b'tzorin. It's a dubbin for somebody else who's in trouble. So tell me that's not relevant today because we don't know anybody that's in trouble. So Ma, what are we learning about davening for people that are in trouble for? Okay, we're drowning in Yosemin and Almonas and Khatufim and somebody says you have a chiyuv to daven for somebody else. In him advarim shenim tzayim b'teva etzel kol adam agonhu shekasher reizu losa b'tzora b'yodav la'azoloi yachush lazota b'mash yoichol. There's a natural tendency that we have to somebody who hasn't destroyed this completely. You can destroy this if you want. But if somebody is still functioning reasonably normally, there's a natural tendency when you see somebody else in trouble, in tzora, and you have the ability to help them, then you want to try and help them with whatever you can. There's nobody today, I'm talking about us, I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about Mother Goyim. This is possible. But for us, there's no way that you see somebody who's fallen in the street and he's bleeding or whatever, that you don't try and help him. You lift him up, you call a doctor, you call a solid. There's no such thing. You just walk past and go, oh, sir, it's his problem. You couldn't imagine such a thing. Not Shaykh. You see a person who's got a serious panosa problem. If you had the money to help him, if you had the money, you wouldn't give it to him to take him out of Victoria. Everybody. Tali Shol gives stock beyond comprehension. You don't have the money, but you have an uncle who's very wealthy. You know, he's a big, generous guy. You would ask him, please, can you help my buddy? You do whatever you can. You see somebody that you can introduce him to your Shemaim, introduce him to Torah. Whatever you can do, you would do because that's the natural tendency of a person is to want to help another person. A very close friend, Avinu Avarachamim, who has the ability to save all the problems. And we have the ability to pick up the phone and phone this very close friend of ours who's Kol Yochol and ask him to help your friend. You have a friend in trouble. And you ask him, can you take care of my friend for me? Umani Floim Vapshutin Divre Chazal, Gemarin Makas, Dav Yud Alev. Somebody who can mavakesh rachamim, he can daven for his friend, and he does it. He's called a chayta. Shenema, it says in Shmuel Aleph, gam anoichi chalila li michet l'Hashem machdal litpalel ba'adchem. And me as well, chalila, I'm gonna do a chet and hold back from davening for you. If you don't daven, for your friend, so then one of two things. Or she has come to sorry be muri be so it is in a kirvela korish bohu bevshuta tfila. Or you don't understand the basic imunah, the foundations of the closeness you have to Kodesh Baruch Hu and your ability to daven. You don't understand that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you can talk to. That's big foundation of the fundamentals of Torah. Or she yesh kan or mitzad sheni yesh kan achzarius bezeh she yodaya she biyada lazoi umali main ve'eno aizeh. Either you don't have imunah, you don't know there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you can talk to and he can help your friend. Or you know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can help your friend, but you're just cruel and you don't ask for help. Either way, you're sinning. Either way, whichever way you want to cut the cake, you're a chayter. If you have basic imunah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you care about your friend, then you don't talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu to help your friend. It's a good thing to get into the habit of doing. So you can become, Rav Igdal Miller has a few shirim on this, you become untold great. People posting it in the street, you see something or whatever, you know, somebody Rachman doesn't have children. What's that Hashem giving children? You don't have to, it could be a tefillah katzara, you don't have to do a 515 tefillah for everybody. There's so many things, an ambulance drives past. So what do you say? If there's a yin, Hashem should be a refuah shleima. Why by others? I mean, you become enormously great being there. You just you walk past a guy's house, you know, there's a problem. Give him a brocha. Yeah, you see somebody walking the street with their children. Give him a brocha. That's what a brocha is. A brocha is a tefillah. You train yourself to do that. You have hundreds of opportunities every day to wish somebody well. There's nobody you're going to meet today who's mushlam, everything's fine. You know, who's totally, totally lo chaseh klum. No, you're not going to meet anybody like that today. So, quick prayer. What a good thing to train oneself in. Somebody who kills somebody, this is a Moedika Chiddush, he says, yeah. You know, how long do you have to stay in the Ir Miklat for after you kill somebody, b'shoigeg? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. Yeah? So before you kill somebody, shoigeg, check out how old the Kohen Gadol is. Don't go into forests chopping wood until you know how old the Kohen Gadol is. Yeah, or check your whatever. So interesting, my kesha, me killing b'shoigeg to the Kohen Gadol's death. Okay? Lots written on that. So Chazal tell us, "Imoseyin shel Kohanim Agadolim ayimasak pois legoyle ir miklat mozen ubegodim." The mothers of the Kohen Gadol, whoever the Kohen Gadol was that time, over the years, the different mothers used to provide those people that were exiled into the ir miklat with food and clothes. Why? Kedei shitpolu la bnei makohanim shelo yimusu. So they would daven for the Kohen Gadol that he shouldn't die. This guy in the Miklat's got a big negir, big vested interest. The Kohen Gadol should die, yeah? He wants to go home. He doesn't want to be living up there in, you know, in the middle of nowhere, whatever. There's a local kach kef being in Gadol. Okay? So the mothers of Kohen Gadol used to bring them clothes and food and whatever in order that they would daven that their son shouldn't die. Shail lem lekohanim levakesh rachamim al doirem velo bikshu. Because the Kohanim should have davened for Rachamim on their generation, and they didn't. There was this person that got eaten by a lion within three parses in the jurisdiction of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who was the Gadol HaDor at the time. Rabbi Shua ben Levi used to have a chavrusa with Eliyahu every day. And when this lion ate this person in the region, the province, whatever, wherever Rabbi Shua ben Levi was the Gadol HaDor, Eliyahu Navi stopped coming to him. Why? Because we'll see. He's going to explain it. All right. V'alavush b'alavush ha'ira. The lavush brings down Odiyosa, and he says like this: Lefi shelo yipalel shelo irit the kolah zois b'Israel b'chayov. L'chein bol is et the kolah zu. Because Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he wasn't davening for people. I mean, he was davening. He wasn't not davening, but he obviously wasn't doing what he was supposed to do on his level. That these problems shouldn't happen. That's what happened. Sorry. Oh, yeah, because he wasn't davening. So that's why this person had to sit in the Ir Miklat at Moisa Kohen Gadol. Called Manchi Kohen Gadol Chai. And we talk about Bilal who, I'll miss this, Kohen Gadol. But this couple, The Kabbalah coin godl is oinshe mida kineged mida. Okay, what's going on here? This guy killed somebody b'shreiget. Why? Because the coin godl wasn't davening that these things shouldn't happen. So he goes off to the miklat. When's he coming home? When the coin godl dies. He's going to daven for the coin godl to die, and his tefillah will be answered, and the coin godl will die because that's what he deserves, because he didn't stop people dying when he's in his jurisdiction. Okay, Shua ben Levi, if he davened properly, that this lion, that these things shouldn't happen, the lion wouldn't be able to kill the person in his jurisdiction. This coin godl is going to die early than he should have as a result of this guy's tefillah, because the coin godl didn't daven what he was supposed to daven for him. Should have davened it, they wouldn't, this thing would have happened. Mashmash farush shel lo rak she yesh chashash she rotzech mitlal al kol golo she yomus el adara. Besides the chashash that you might be worried that the rotzech will daven that the kohen gadol should die, el adara reitze bezeh atoira umesobav she yikol kain. The Torah wants this to happen. The Torah wants him to daven for the coin godel to die. So we can get rid of this coin godel. We can appoint another coin godel. Give us a coin godel who feels other people's pain, and then we'll daven for those people. You have the chiddush there from the levush. Nifla. He killed somebody with shogeg. You know why that happened? Because the coin godel wasn't davening. So why do you pin he's going out of the miklat on the miss of the coin godel? Because you want him to daven that the coin godel will die. Because he wants to go home, so he'll daven for the coin godel to die. And then what will happen? We'll put a new coin godel. The new coin godel will hopefully have learned his lesson. He'll daven for the door that these things shouldn't happen. People won't get killed anymore. Naira hadova. The nekev yeret ad hatoin. This mamash cuts to the depths of the depths. Unbelievable shtickel levush. There was a goin oilam, Reb Reuven Gershonovitz, that said, Kadik for Kodesh Lebrocha. As if it's been a Shabbos with him, so one of the holiest people you'll ever meet. The stipler wouldn't give a person a broch if he came from the Tivot. You got Reb Gershonovitz, you come to me for brochas. Reb Gershonovitz was a Balmoifus Godel. Baba Sali used to come to him for brochas. Look at the Tivot, the times of Baba Sali. Holzman, he was alive. Nobody ever got the machana in the Tivot, in the Tigilah. No one. After he was nifta, people started getting sick. Do whatever you want with that story. The woman in the Tivot used to come to him on Erev Shabbos. The pregnant woman used to come to him on Erev Shabbos to know whether, in those days, there was no hospital right nearby. Yeah, transport wasn't, you know, it's locked up today. If you're not telling you, you've got an hospital to have a baby. So what they used to do is they used to go, like the Bnei Brak, let's say, and be near the hospital in case they had the baby on Shabbos. But you don't know if you can have a baby or not. So what do you do? Do you go? Don't you go? It was a difficult thing to do. The woman used to come to Reb Reuven on Thursday or Friday, and he would tell them, go to the hospital or don't. And he was never wrong. If he told you to go to the hospital, you have a baby on Shabbos. There's nothing to talk about. And if he tells you you can stay home, you wouldn't have to. There's no labor pains. It's for years and years. And what's a Shabbos? All this time he used to line up and tell his house to come for broccoli for them. Big man. Anyway, so you see, the you're supposed to, if you have that koyach, if you can, then you have to daven for other people that are in trouble. If you don't, you're a sinner. Your mamash bechayta. Mutav shiyomus is the coin godel. The Torah wants the rotzeach to daven for the coin godel to die. So the mother comes along because the mother doesn't want her son to die. She knows what's going on. She tries to bring him, she tries to shmear him with clothes and food or whatever, so he'll dab it. The coin godel won't die. And what he does in the end, I don't know. Does he listen? I don't know what you should never need to know what the nisoyin is. Quite a nisoyin. Now, you have to make clutch. You want to dab for the guy to die, but you don't want to go. Then the mother's bribing. It's not worth killing people for show again. Or just too many dilemmas.
Why do they need a double tefillah?
Which double tefillah?
No. They should be
dumping
at the coin godel to die.
Should. No one's machiving him to dump. He's going to because he wants to go home. And that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants him to do that.
And he gives them the clothing.
No, the mothers know this, so they come along and they try and get him to not daven for the coin godel to die. And they daven to get him to daven that he should live. Asking why do you need to daven? To don't daven that he'll die. Don't know. Good question. It's good morning, Marcus. I don't know where that malach saw him.
This guy comes to Shemayim, who's davening that someone should die. The
Kohen Gadol,
no less.
Again, yeah. What's he's going to be? What's he going to get for having davened at the Kohen Gadol? I don't think he's going to get mafti yoni because he was davening to Kohen Gadol. I'm saying you have to learn the slavusha. Aliyah adam malas sotim alavusha. The slavusha is very strange. Let's see what we can extract from this slavusha for tefillas kriya. You do it if they. The Bala Avoida of Idivre and Rambam, so Hilchis Schmitte Vyoivo. Oh, the famous Rambam. You learn this Rambam once a week. The last at the end of the Rambam in Hilchis Schmitte there, the Rambam says, Nevenetera Heme Gam Kain to Sheva Talevi, if a Kohanim shall call Doires. The Bnei Torah. People that are sitting and learning Torah, they're Keshevet Levi, Vokohanim shall call a Doris. Vod Mufurish Bechazal, Dorush Rapinchas Bachama, Kol Shiesh Lochoyle Betech Boisei, Yelech Etzel Chochem, Vivakish Alach Rachamim. Somebody's got a sick person, you know about a sick person, in your house, God forbid, or somebody else, you should go to a Chochem and ask him to daven for you. Shenema, Chamas Melech Malachay Mavis, Vish Chochem Yechapreno. Ish Chochem, a wise person knows how to attain kapara. Areisha dafka la tamid chochem. You see, it doesn't say go to anybody and ask him to daven for your sick person. There's lech el tzal chochem. Maybe then you should ask a Rosh Hashiva because he's got the schus of all the bochim that are learning, even a higher level. But anyway, find some tamid chochem and ask him to daven for you. Dafka la tamid chochem. Shulkam o koin hagodol bezmanay olav mutlit palel al b'nei doire. The chachomim of the generation today have the same din as the Kohen Gadol. If things are happening, it's on their door because they're not davening. Vim kain kemosh zeu echad atafkidim hamutolim al kohanim. The kohanim, you see, had this tafkid, they had this job, to daven for the door. Kaini b'miyuchad b'yoyse tafkid hamutol al toiv she toira. She b'yadeim hufkad b'miyuchad hakoich litpalel al hachoylim v'al kol hanimtzoyim b'tzora u'metzuka. Because they have the responsibility. And that's why who the people that are going to the Kivrei Tzedikim and flying for Vadat Stockers or whatever, it's all the Gedolei Yisrael. Why are they doing it? They've got nothing better to do with their time. You see these adverts or whatever, you know, this Gadol will daven for you at Amuk. And this God. Yeah, because that's their responsibility. It irks a little bit, you know. You see the Gedolei are going, yeah, to daven, yeah, whatever. You know, let them sit and learn. No, the good that Talmud Chum ever, and they feel that responsibility. Moel betafkido in misov satayru sheyitome ache tachtav Hashem yishmerenu. And if they don't do that, then they're in a lot of trouble. Interesting. The Mesidis Shom brings down in Hasidus only, way, way up. Hasidus is way, way up in the ladder of the Mesidis Yishorim. That's one of the minors of a chokam that he davens for the door. What about if it also why can't anybody else daven for the door? Why can't I daven? Then everything should be fine. Why do you have to be a chossi to daven for the door? Just an interesting observation. What exactly are we talking about? Then he brings a lot of reasons we have to be careful. You start davening for the door, you start davening for people, you start becoming a balkai, but there's dangers in thinking you're who you're not. Be that as it may, the sensitivity to recognize other people are in trouble, say a quick prayer for them. You know, somebody that's late for shir, it's that prayer that he should, you know, things should be fine. It's not your fault. I'm sorry. It was a hard tickle not to have the shear or to have the shear upstairs and people want to know and they'll get you late. So I recorded it if anybody wants to catch up. I'm sorry. It wasn't an easy decision. But we got you and I haven't finished davening. I'm on the answer. Okay. Because the Shumim al Achayla, Pamim, Miktak bebeisa knesset, pamim bemodah beito na levakesh rachamim al. Sometimes you see on the notice boards or outside the Baltimore, there's a sign there that says, "Please daven for so and so." Yeah, please daven for so and so. The newspapers, whatever. But einish simalev, people don't pay attention. You don't notice what's written there. Okashiyesh tefilas rabim bamiras tehilim kamadakot achreya tefila. You're saying Tehillim after the Tefillah. Today we do it every day. It's become a necessity. Could be it's a deraisa even. Your Tefillah before your Shmoreh is a derabbanan. Could be the Tehillim is saying after davening is a deraisa. All the Rishonim hold that if it's a makom tzori, you have to daven the deraisa. So the Tehillim and the Chayne Kol Beisrael that you're saying says the deraisa. But let's say it's not. We're talking about sometimes if somebody's sick, he goes up to the Chazan, he says, say Tehillim or a Misha Beirach or whatever for a Chayle, yeah? And we don't have time. You see people walking out of shul in the middle of the. Now I have to be done the kafsut. I'm not judging anybody. I'm talking about for me. I have to be careful that I don't do that. Come on, you know how many people's lives are in your hands right now? You have a chiyuv to daven for people that are in trouble, and your davening can make a difference. You believe that. Otherwise, why are you davening in the first place for yourself? He should be sick about it. If the choyl is a Talmud Chochem, then you have to mamash get uptight and get worried. When Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shustan Luzan was ill the other day, whatever, the Chochem stayed up the whole night for him. It was an outrage. When they get sick, I put on sackcloth and I afflict myself with fasts. So how are we running away from this obligation to daven for other people that are in trouble? Yeah, because I don't know anybody in trouble. So I said, I'll talk, you know. No. We're drowning in people that are in suffering and trouble. Like I said earlier, you all, another example, you walk past and you see somebody sitting in a wheelchair. Or you see another Jew, whatever. They had to go to Sharit Segda there just to pick up a piece of paper. Just had to go pick up a form, whatever, for mother. You walk to the hospital. You know how many opportunities there are there? You know what's going on in the hospitals today? Every day, I mean, hospitals are places where people are suffering. You can dump for an hour and you're not finished. Yeah? I'm saying just walking from one place just to go to the office to pick up a form, whatever. The other guy in a wheelchair, the other guy pushing his IV drip. Refush Lema, that's all. Somebody sitting outside waiting for the taxi, you know, looking like he's just being run over by a truck. I don't know, Zakazam. Shlaimer. Going to make this guy get better. Plenty opportunities. Lochase opportunities. We saw the power of Tfilah Ketzora. B'chal mashma, Chazal etz mashma, Shdobe zeh yehergo poshut etzeh lishol pa. This was something poshut. Every Jew had this habit. It says in the Gemara of Samach Zayin, Vatanya Ilan Shemashi Perois of Soikre. Give me the English. You haven't got it yet. Where is it? Rav Tuvi, why don't you give me the English here? Yeah? I remember how to learn this Gemara properly. I remember that I don't know how to learn the Gemara. It's a bit of a complicated Gemara. Oh, a tree whose fruit falls off early. Before its time, it fell off. You have to mark it with red paint. You have to put a bit of a marking on it. How does this make the fruit get better? Listen to this. This is a Gemara. And so people will see it and pray for it. People will see that this fruit fell off early and it's going to rot. So you put a bit of red paint. So when people are walking past, they'll see it and they'll daven that the fruit shouldn't get bad. Or that the tree shouldn't be bad. I don't know if you're daven for the fruit or the tree. And you know where you learn this out from? You learn this out from the Metzora. Because when the Metzora walked in the street, the Metzora had to go out of the Machane, had to go out of town, yeah? To cover his face. And wherever he went, when people came near him, you two have to say, Tame, Tame. He says to call out, Tame, Tame, that people won't come near him. Why does he need to make his suffering known to the people? So that the people would love him for him. I'm a Ravina. According to whose dude do we hang a cluster of dates on a poorly producing date plum, according to the Baftana? When seeing a sick tree, there's a custom among Jews to daven for it. Look at that. Why don't you just read that picture? Do you have it? There's a posture to every Jew that when he walks past a tree, and he sees an orange line that's got a little bit of red paint on it, what it happens for him. Poshut, that's the Minag Yisrael. That's what people do. The Gemara in Shabbos, where is this Gemara in that?
Just ask a practical question,
bro. Yeah, just one second. I just want to see what I'm holding. Just one second. Where is the Gemara? No, where is it in the... I've lost my place here completely.
We're in the middle. I'm a Ravina.
Ah, here we go. Well, we learned that from the Mitzvah. Well, let me just finish the paragraph and then we can stop. Al ilam im as ve im al ilan hayaminak poshut etzel Yisrael al roi choyre levakesh rachamim. You see a tree that's not doing so well and you daven for it. I mean, we don't really care about the tree. We care about the owner of the tree, yeah? I mean, ultimately, we daven for the owner of the tree, but so how much more so when you see a Jew suffering, you should daven for him? Or the marshal, kushra evi berachov roi yudim tzi'irim yoish ve kronois. Don't get me started on this, what I saw last night. No, my blood's boiling and my body's boiling. I can't. You see kids sitting on the street Friday night. You go to the park, you're not alone. You see what's going on there, whatever. Oi, kama shecholim hayim. They're so sick. Kama tzayesh lavim lamim. You know how much suffering the mothers and fathers are going through? Kama tzayesh leboiram. How much suffering Hashem has from them? We pardon them. Sheyesh v'nisrapu. Daven for them. They should get better. How important this is. I'm thinking of a Victor Miller has dozens of shirim on this. How important it is to get used to daven tefillah katsoras. You see another dream trouble, ask. Just daven for him. You can't always help him. If you had the money, you'd help him. If you were a doctor, you had a special medicine, you were very good at that. You know, God tells you, you're sick of them. If you try this, do this. You know, my grandmother's got that. You would be very quick to help people. If you can't help the person, that for him. At least that. And there's so many, there's hundreds of opportunities every day to just say, for Shlema, Shem Yazor, I wish you well. Okay, questions, comments.
So is that the Davide? When you say Davide, you that short
question. For Shlema.
That yourself in like your own language, English, Hashem,
if you, yeah. If you're able without embarrassing the person or whatever to say, refer Shlema to him, so he can say, oh, mate. Okay. Better about saying that you walk past a person's house, you know that they're coming, whatever he's got a problem or whatever. Yeah, when you walk past his house, give him a call. I mean, say a short tefillah for him. It's a very important thing to get rehabituated into it.
Even giving someone shilvik is sort of like
a... That's something else. Yeah, ze mashu acher. Giving a person a nice word, giving a person a smile, yeah, giving a person a pat on the back.